DaVinci Resolve is not hard, but it's wrong for most creators in 2026. Resolve is free, professional, and beautiful. It is also the wrong tool for most creators shipping daily. Honest map of who it fits, who it doesn't, and what the free download actually costs. The Resolve is free myth, and what free actually costs. Every comment thread under every "what editor should I use" video has the same reply. The Resolve is free myth, and what free actually costs. Just use Resolve. It's free. The Resolve is free myth, and what free actually costs. It is. That part is true. The free version of DaVinci Resolve does not nag you. It does not stamp a watermark. It does not lock you out at the end of a trial. You grade, cut, mix, and deliver in 4K, all the way out the door, for $0. The studio upgrade is a one-time $295. No subscription, no monthly bleed. $99 after the January 2026 hike, the math looks unbeatable. The Resolve is free myth, and what free actually costs. The math looks unbeatable until you count what nobody puts in the spreadsheet. The Resolve is free myth, and what free actually costs. Resolve is not free. Resolve is unpriced. The cost is paid in hours, your hours, and the bill comes due before you ship a single cut. Blackmagic's own training portal lists 6 official training books and 17 plus video modules on the training page. 6 books to learn one editor. There are 250 certified trainers and 100 training centers worldwide. Resolve has a certification exam. That's not a tool, that's a curriculum. The Resolve is free myth, and what free actually costs. $49 a month. Most creators will happily pay 40 hours of their life. They just won't see the receipt. The Resolve is free myth, and what free actually costs. This post is the receipt. I respect Resolve. I respect the colorist community that built around it. I'll tell you exactly who should download it tonight and exactly who should close the browser tab. What Resolve does that nobody else does. Let me say the warm part out loud first. What Resolve does that nobody else does. Resolve is the only consumer-priced editor on Earth that ships with a post house. That's not marketing language, that's the product. Blackmagic split the app into 7 workspace pages: Media, Cut, Edit, Fusion, Color, Fairlight, Deliver. Each one is a different department in a Hollywood pipeline. Each one runs on the same project file. One stem and deliver, without opening a second app. What Resolve does that nobody else does. The color page is the headline act. Blackmagic builds the color panels and cinema cameras that real colorists use on Deadpool, Dune, episodic television. The same YRGB color science, the same 32-bit float pipeline, the same note graph. All of it sits inside the free download. Nothing else at the consumer tier ships this. Premiere's Lumetri is good. Final Cut's color is good. Resolve's color page is the industry. What Resolve does that nobody else does. Fusion is the other one. Node-based compositing, the same paradigm Nuke uses in film VFX, is built into the Fusion page. If you cut a music video with rotoscoped neon outlines and a comped sky, Fusion will do it without an After Effects subscription. After Effects was the gym you joined and never went back to. Fusion is the gym Resolve put inside the editor for free. What Resolve does that nobody else does. The colorists I know will fight you over Resolve, and they're right. For their work, nothing else competes. Indie feature filmmakers, music video directors with node comps, episodic colorists matching shots across a season, they should use Resolve. They should use it for the reason it was built. Keep the post house under one roof.
What Resolve does that nobody else does. The trouble starts when that pitch gets repeated, comment thread by comment thread, to the creator shipping 3 reels a week. The 40-80-hour learning tax. Here's the part everybody undercounts. The 40-80-hour learning tax. Resolve's interface is not hard in the sense of broken. It's deep in the sense that there's a separate full application behind each page tab. 5 hours. That's the friendly door. Walk through it, and the building doesn't end. The edit page adds a second mental model on top of the cut one. Color adds a third. Fusion adds a fourth. Node graphs, which is a different mental model entirely, not just another panel. Fairlight is a fifth. The 40-80-hour learning tax. The MiraCamp Learning Curve Guide, written by working Resolve trainers, lays out the realistic progression: 1 to 2 weeks for basic editing, 1 to 2 months for color and audio comfort, and 3 to 6 months for full professional workflow mastery. For freelancers, MiraCamp's Job Readiness Guide puts the bar at around 2 to 3 months of focused study to be hireable. The Reduct comparison piece is blunter. Resolve is not ideal for amateur editors because of an intimidating user interface and advanced features that create barriers to entry. The 40-80-hour learning tax. Translate weeks into hours of practice, and you land somewhere between 40 and 80 hours before the app feels like yours. Not before you can click a button, before the muscle memory closes and the tool gets out of the way. 40 hours is a work week. 80 is two. Two work weeks of training, paid for entirely by you, before your first real edit ships. The 40-80-hour learning tax. For some people, those hours are an investment that recoups across a career. For others, 80 hours are the entire feature film of their year, the time they were going to use to ship 20 reels, write a screenplay, learn lighting, sleep, or be present for their kid's first soccer game. Burnout isn't a character flaw, it's a tool problem. 80 hours of learning tax is the most expensive tool problem on this list. Who Resolve is right for? This is where the post stops being a takedown and starts being a map. Who Resolve is right for? Resolve is unambiguously the right tool if any of these describe you. Who Resolve is right for? You are a colorist or you want to become one. The color page is the industry. Nothing else in this price range or at five times this price will teach you the craft in the room the craft is practiced. Download Resolve tonight. Open the color page first. Buy the colorist guide from the training page and read it cover to cover. Those 80 hours are your career. Who Resolve is right for? You are cutting an indie feature, a short, or a doc with a real grading pass. A 90-minute project with 20 conformed scenes needs a tool that holds the whole pipeline. Resolve gives you cut for assembly, edit for refinement, color for the look, fusion for the title sequence comp, Fairlight for the mix, deliver for the master, all on the same file. No round tripping, no XML export to a separate grading ad. For a feature, those 80 hours pay back in the first week of the grade. Who Resolve is right for? You are shooting RAW with Blackmagic Pocket or BMD Cinema cameras. The pipeline is built for you. Resolve reads Blackmagic RAW natively, the color science matches, and the studio noise reduction is tuned for the sensor. If you're already in the ecosystem, you're already in Resolve. Who Resolve is right for? You are cutting music videos with stylized comps. Fusion's Node Graph beats anything in this price tier for rotoscoped looks, comped backgrounds, particles, and motion graphics that feel like a music video. Who Resolve is right for? You are doing serious audio post.
Fairlight is a real DAW. A real DAW with real mixing tools, loudness normalization, and ADR support. If your show has dialogue editing and a mix, Fairlight is doing work your video editor isn't. Who Resolve is right for? Not because it's free, because it's the right shape for the work. Who Resolve is right for? Who Resolve is wrong for? This is the section that costs me friends. Who Resolve is wrong for? Resolve is the wrong tool if you ship faster than the learning curve. The math is simple. If you post more than one cut a week, the time you'd spend learning Resolve is bigger than the time you'd save by knowing it. The tool will not pay you back. Who Resolve is wrong for? If any of these describe you, close the Blackmagic download tab tonight. Who Resolve is wrong for? You ship 3 reels a week. Reels are 9 to 90 second cuts. 5 seconds. They do not live on a node-based comp or a 32-bit float color pipeline. They live on speed of iteration. Resolve's 80-hour ramp is bigger than the entire production cost of your next quarter of reels. Who Resolve is wrong for? You shoot on a phone. iPhone footage is great footage. It does not need YRGB float space grading to look good. It needs a tighter cut, better captions, a beat match score, and a clean export. None of those tasks live in the color page or Fusion. Who Resolve is wrong for? You're a YouTuber doing talking head, vlogs, or tutorials. Talking head video lives on jump cuts, B-roll, lower thirds, and a clean dialogue mix. A grade you build by typing, make this warmer, gets you 90% of the way to a YouTube-ready look in 8 seconds. Resolve gets you 99% in 80 hours. The marginal 9% is not what your audience cares about. They care whether you uploaded this week. Who Resolve is wrong for? You're a podcaster doing video cuts. Podcasts need diarized transcripts, dead air removal, multicam switching, and clean audio. They need a chat that knows what each speaker said. They do not need Fairlight's full mixing suite for a 2-mic Riverside recording. Who Resolve is wrong for? You bounce between mobile and desktop. Resolve is desktop only. No iOS app, no iPad app, no edit on the train home version. If your life looks like shoot on phone, draft in the cafe, finish at home, the color page can't follow you out the door. A browser and mobile editor can. Who Resolve is wrong for? The pattern is the same in every bullet. The work doesn't need what Resolve uniquely provides. The work needs speed of iteration. Resolve charges 80 hours of learning to do work that doesn't use the 80 hours. Who Resolve is wrong for? The I keep meaning to learn it trap. This is the part I want you to be honest with yourself about. The I keep meaning to learn it trap. You have downloaded Resolve. Maybe twice. Maybe 3 times. You watch the first 10 minutes of a YouTube tutorial.
You open the cut page. It looked promising. You open the edit page. You saw the bottom row of tabs: media, cut, edit, fusion, color, Fairlight, deliver. And you close the window. I'll get to it this weekend. You did not. The I keep meaning to learn it trap. That cycle is a tax of its own. Every time the install bar fills and the dock icon appears, you spend a little willpower. Every time you close the app without shipping, you spend more. 6 months later, the Resolve icon is a small dusty monument on your dock to a version of you that was going to be a colorist. You are a creator. Both are honorable jobs. They are different jobs. The I keep meaning to learn it trap. I'm not telling you that you can't learn Resolve. You can. The training is excellent. Blackmagic gives away the books and the certification and most of the video curriculum.
The 250 certified trainers exist for a reason. There is a real path through that mountain, and people walk it every year. The I keep meaning to learn it trap. I'm telling you that someday I'll learn it is not learning it. It's the most expensive way to not learn a tool, because every cycle costs the time you would have spent shipping in the tool you already know. The I keep meaning to learn it trap. Two outcomes, both real. The I keep meaning to learn it trap. Option A, commit. Block 80 hours on your calendar across the next 2 months. Buy the beginner's guide. Work the cut page, then the edit page, then start on color when the first two are muscle memory. Don't skip Fusion or Fairlight. They're the reason you picked Resolve. The 80 hours will compound. The I keep meaning to learn it trap. Option B, let it go. Uninstall it. Take the dock icon off the dock. Stop scrolling tutorial videos. Pick the tool whose ramp matches your cadence. iMovie if you're just leaving the trial wheels behind. A chat-driven editor if your cuts live in your head and just need to land on the timeline. A transcript editor if your work is talking head. None of those tools will make you a colorist. None of them claim to. They'll let you ship the cut you wanted this week. The I keep meaning to learn it trap. That charges you the worst of both choices. You feel the guilt of the unlearned tool and the friction of the wrong tool. The trap is paid in mornings you don't open the editor because you remember you should be using a different one. The I keep meaning to learn it trap. You shot it. You described it. The cut is already in your head. Pick the tool that lets the cut out of your head. If that tool is Resolve, commit. If it isn't, let it go. The I keep meaning to learn it trap. Trim the first 5 seconds. Let the rest breathe. The next rep is the one that counts. The I keep meaning to learn it trap. Gnarls. The I keep meaning to learn it trap. The I keep meaning to learn it trap. Sources cited in this post. The I keep meaning to learn it trap.com/DaVinci Resolve/how-long-to-learn. The I keep meaning to learn it trap. Related creator playbooks. The I keep meaning to learn it trap. 49 stops making sense. iMovie was great. You've outgrown it. Here's the real next step. The best AI tools for video creators in 2026, tested by someone who built one.